Good Thursday. Today is June the 5th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take some time this morning and look at a report issued dealing with animal health around the world, the impacts that has on human health, especially as it pertains to some of the disease outbreaks we've seen, such as HPAI and others across the country. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, the World Organization of Animal Health released its first State of the World's Animal Health report earlier, recognizing how animal health is at the center of good global health. Now, the spread, prevalence, and impact of infectious animal diseases is changing, bringing new challenges for agriculture and food security, human health and development, and natural ecosystems. That, according to Emmanuel Sorbaran, Director General of the organization, even though the organization has helped its member countries make animal health decisions for many years, this is the first year it has released an annual assessment which provides a comprehensive review of animal disease trends, risks, and challenges from the availability of vaccines to the use of antibiotics in animals. Now, first on that list is avian influenza. The report revealed the number of avian influenza cases in mammals more than doubled in 2024 from the previous year, with 1,022 outbreaks across 55 countries compared to the 459 that we saw in 2023. Gregorio Torres, the head of the organization's science department, said one reason for knowing the number of cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza in both poultry and mammals is because of a better surveillance program around the world. We need to continue to watch how species are affected by avian influenza, because once it jumps from one species to another, it means mutation is happening. Now, the report noted the loss of more than 633 million birds because of avian influenza infecting or culling efforts aimed at controlling the spread of the virus during the last 20 years. The addition of non-poultry species in the outbreak during the past year has also added 2,570 cases. Now, the organization officials discussed how vaccines can be effective tools to help manage diseases, but they also realize it sometimes comes with trade restrictions. We realize there are consequences of using vaccines and trade limitations, said Soros. The subject of vaccines affecting trade needs to be debated more. In cases of diseases such as rabies, vaccines can thoroughly control the situation. Sorbaran said nearly 70,000 people die each year from rabies, and the use of vaccines is a very effective preventable measure there. Now, vaccines, they say, can make a difference. The organization believes the use of vaccines to prevent disease could also reduce the need to use antibiotics to treat animals with certain diseases. The report noted a decrease in antimicrobial use in animals by 5% during 2020 to 2022. They say if farmers worldwide reduce antibiotic use by 30% through improved hygiene, vaccination, and biosecurity, the global economy could gain $120 billion by 2050. Now, the organization is calling for continued improvement in disease surveillance systems for effective disease control, along with the use of advanced diagnostic tools to accurately track the disease and trade transparency. The organization hopes that through surveillance, the diseases affecting animals around the world will be less prevalent. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, USDA Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins recently rolled out a new initiative focused on long-term viability of small family farming operations. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
Building upon the inaugural Farmers First Roundtable at USDA headquarters in May and subsequent meetings with ag producers around the country throughout the month, this announcement from Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins.
Our small farmer, family farmer first initiative.
The announcement came during a recent Farmers Roundtable session in Nebraska. The intent of the initiative, improving both viability and longevity of smaller scale family farms.
To ensure that those farms can start and stay in business and pass along to the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth generation.
Small family farm operations Appalachians make up almost 86% of all U.S. farmers. 10 components comprise the Small Family Farm Initiative, starting with...
Number one, ensuring simple and streamlined and transparent tools that we have through USDA and across the government and application.
Next, a series of goals to ensure greater access to resources for small family farmers and their operations.
Number two, ensuring reliable access to credit. So opening up the capital market, especially for new and entering farmers, but also for multi-generational farmers. Number three, ensuring working farmland is used to farm. Number four, ensuring that small farms can be passed on to the next generation and for many generations to come.
Other aspects of the Small Family Farm Initiative include...
Number five, hyper-focusing USDA programs on our farmers. Number six is labor reform. If our farmers can't have the workforce that they need, which many cannot, don't have access to, we've got to fix that. Number seven, enhancing access to risk management and business planning tools.
As for the remaining three components of the initiative...
Number eight, ensuring the definitions of farm size reflect modern-day realities. That's more for grant-making and grant applications. Number nine, enhancing farmer access to educational resources. And number 10, expanding the rest of the small farm toolkit.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.